This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Security was tight on Sunday at the border between the West Bank and Jordan after a gunman opened fire against Israeli security forces. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Three Israeli civilians and the shooter were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack, believed to be linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
It's a hard day. A despicable terrorist murdered three of our citizens in cold blood at the Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
Israeli troops continue their operations against Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Former Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has fled into exile after being granted asylum in Spain, delivering a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his upstart campaign to end two decades of single-party rule. The surprise departure of the man considered by Venezuela's opposition and several foreign governments to be the legitimate winner of July's presidential race was announced late Saturday night. Venezuela's vice president said the government decided to grant Gonzalez safe passage out of the country just days after ordering his arrest to help restore, quote, the country's political peace and tranquility. The military plane carrying him arrived to Spain on Sunday. At least 48 people were killed in a fuel tanker truck explosion on Sunday following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. This